Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 The Ticket. The telephone number is 248-539-9797. At the owners' meetings in Phoenix, as we've been discussing, the NFL teams make some rule suggestions. For example, their players will be allowed to wear the number zero. Mm-hmm. That's one. That's a big change. Big change. Yes, absolutely. Very important. Some of the ones the Lions actually came up with, I was surprised didn't get passed. Like, if you make a successful challenge,
you should keep your challenge back.
I mean, it makes no sense. Anyway, that's one. They are talking about the possibility of flexing Thursday night football games from the last 4 weeks of the season, 14, 15, 16, and 17. Now, we understand it goes on for Sunday night football. And that's, you know, a pain to a certain extent, but it's minimal because you're just changing a game time usually.
Well,
now, sometimes there's some Saturday games that are scheduled that may change depending on how good the game is, that type of thing.
But you also know when you get to the end of the season that you could buy tickets for a 1 o'clock game, but it could end up being 8 o'clock.
Right. But if you are going to flex Thursday night games, I think that's a completely different discussion. And thankfully, it didn't pass yet. It's been tabled. They did get more votes considerably. I think they need 24 votes, and it got to like 22-8. And two people.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just a kick to the groin for the fan.
Oh, yes. And even the owner, some of the owners are obviously the 22 voted against it. I have no idea how the Lions voted. Hopefully they voted no.
22 against it or for it?
For it. Hopefully the Lions voted against it because it makes no sense. John Mara, owner of the New York Giants, says he's adamantly opposed to the proposal. Quote, "Flexible scheduling as it is really inconsiderate to our season ticket holders and to people who fill our stadiums every week. People make plans to go to these games weeks and months in advance, 15 days ahead of time, to say, sorry, folks, that game you are planning on taking your kids to on Sunday at 1 is now going to be Thursday night. I mean, what are we thinking about? To flex a game back to Thursday night to me is just abusive, and I'm adamantly opposed to it." Way to go. Way to go.
I 100% agree with them that if you're buying a ticket for a Sunday game, and like I mentioned, you understand that in the last 4 weeks of the season, it could go from 1 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Now, if it goes to 8 o'clock and you've already bought tickets for it, the reason it's going to 8 o'clock is because it's a really good game.
Correct.
And so the atmosphere, the environment, all of those things kind of ramp up a little bit. But if you're going to flex from a Sunday at 1 to Thursday at 7:30, 8 o'clock, 8:30, whatever the kick ends up being,
right,
that to me is absolutely ridiculous. You can't expect your fans who are buying tickets, and if it's a family of four, that's $1,000, close to $1,000 that they're putting out, going out of pocket, and then all of a sudden, hey, we're going to move this to Thursday night. Okay, what do we do with those? Is there going to be a buyback program?
I know it's a minority, but there are a lot of people who are fans of teams from out of town, too, who plan trips. And if you're scheduled a trip, hotel, to come in on a Sunday and then, you know, 3 weeks, whatever, 15 days earlier, you find out that game's now on a Thursday night.
Well, it's not even the fans that come in from out of town, but it's if you're going to go see the Lions, playing the Chargers, you're going to see the Lions play in Kansas City. All right. And all of a sudden that game goes from, you know, Saturday to Thursday. Mm-hmm. What are you supposed to do?
I know.
You're not going to get a refund from the airlines.
Oh, John Mara is correct. It's abusive to the fans. But all the NFL seems to care about is money anyway.
So. But what about the bigger thing here that is going to happen, looks like, is teams will play more than one Thursday night game a year.
I know.
I don't have an issue with that. I really don't. Well, liked the Thursday night game or the Thursday games. The Thanksgiving Day game, I think it's awesome because it basically gives you a similar feel to a bye week after that Thursday game.
But correct me if I'm wrong. The quality of the games when they're on Thursday nights have not been as good. Not because the teams...
Well, some of the matchups have been really bad.
Well, not even the matchups. The preparation and to do it twice... I mean, look, they preach... The reason you can't hit a quarterback is why. You know, player safety. Most players, John, you may be the exception, but I'm talking about current players... say that they hate this Thursday night games because, yes, you do get the extended bye, so to speak. You're basically beat up on Sunday, and you don't have enough time to heal, let alone on a Thursday to the following Sunday. And to make them do it twice a season, I don't think that's fair to the players, to be quite honest. And to me, it's more hypocritical than anything else. If you're trying to promote player safety, why are you doing this?
So at the end of my career, this would have been a big deal because it was really hard to go from Sunday to Sunday, let alone trying to go from Sunday to Thursday when you're getting into November and December. But, you know, obviously, you know, in the first 6-7 years of my career, I'd have given anything to play a whole bunch of Thursday night games, obviously not back to back because that defeats the whole purpose of having that extra weekend off. But when you go from Sunday to Thursday, that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday after that, depending on the program that your team has in place, it's another bye week. So while you lose that time on the front end, you also get that extra, it's basically 10 days between Thursday and the following Sunday, where if you do have guys that are banged up, maybe they don't play in that Thursday game, but it gives them that extra time to get ready for the following one.
You may just made the point I was going to make. You don't have enough time for guys to heal to actually play from week 7 to week 8, let's say, because it's now a Thursday instead of a Sunday.
Talking about a very small number of individuals, though.
I think the one thing's changed drastically, John, since you played, and it's concussion protocol. If you go into concussion protocol, it's very hard to get approved to play by Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to get played by Sunday. So if
there's a difference. There's a lot of guys that clear concussion protocol on Fridays and Saturdays.
Okay, so you say you get a concussion on Thursday night. You might not miss any time because you could be out of it by the time you play next Sunday.
Good point.
That's true. I think it just feeds greed to me. There's no, because some of the matchups won't be as good. And they're worried about Amazon's ratings or whatever. Come on, really? I don't have
an issue with
that. That's it. They want to replenish the Chiefs again. They want to put the Cowboys in because the Cowboys always play the Thursday after Thanksgiving, that Thursday night, because it buffers a team's rest a little bit more. They get a full week for that second Thursday. But now you could see the Cowboys, okay, they're already attractive for the Thursday night opener if they're playing the defending Super Bowl champion, you know, and then they're going to throw them in, what, week 4? Then they're going to be Thanksgiving. Then they're going to play a Thursday after. And it's just like, I don't know. The one thing I like about the Thursday in some degrees is you don't get the regurgitation.
Right.
You know, I know people make fun of the Jets-Titans game or whatever they say. Or the Jags-Titans and stuff. But I like that once a season.
Yes.
You know, it gives me a chance to see those teams. You're not completely ignorant on everything.
Right. So once a season is fine. Twice, I think you're stretching things. You are. Look, you know better than me because you played. But still, I don't know.
You hit on some good points. You are certainly going to have some guys that can't go from Sunday to Thursday. It's a small number of individuals that will affect. And it really only happen later in the season when the wear and tear starts to work on some of the older veterans. The younger guys, it's not going to affect. And then, and on the flip side, you get that Thursday to Sunday, that 10 days of recovery. And it's not just the physical recovery, but it's the ability to step away in the middle of the season for back-to-back days to be able to, you know, rest, recover, you know, emotionally, mentally, physically. All of those different things do play a factor when you're starting to get towards the end of the season.
Some ticket text. Thursday flex is so dumb. Throws off the whole team's week in game prep. From Brian, the NFL needs to table playing games outside of the United States. Well, to me, that's fine. I mean,
I'm not a huge fan, but man, I guess hey, I don't really
9:30
care.
Kickoffs on a Sunday morning are pretty good, actually. Morning. Wow, the fact that the Giants owners only spoke negative about it from the perspective of the fan ticket holder is quite remarkable. Way to go. I agree.
Yeah.
John Mara, well done. They really just need to get rid of those Thursday night games for multiple reasons, but they won't. The owners in the league just don't have quite enough money. Matt Carhaller. Yeah, I know. They're laying off people at NFL Network and whatever. I think the teams that play on Thursday night, both teams should have their bye week the previous Sunday. That's from Rob. That would make sense, actually.
I mean, yeah.
But if you're only playing once on Thursdays. And finally, Steve from Madison Heights. Zero is not a number. Anyone who wants to wear zero for a number, it's just someone who wants to have a butthole on the front and back of their jersey. College should be the same way. Zero should not be allowed on a uniform. Unless the player happens to be a giant butthole himself, the Jets should give that to Aaron Rodgers.
That would be terrific. And we do have a suggestion from one of our Twitter followers on the comment of whether it should have triple digits or just double digits. This one comes from, and I love his Twitter handle. They call me Mr. Pooh.
Okay.
Just use Roman numerals.
Oh, God. You talk about confusing announcers. Tackle by XV1.
We also got
16.
This comment, Stoney is stoned.
Yeah.
And the results right now are 90-10 against this.
Yeah.
As projected.
Exactly.
Yes. I still think it's going to be. It's going to be single digits by the time it's said and done for the triple digits.
I don't want to sit and give out the whole context again because it's not on the Twitter poll. So I won't. I'll just take the defeat and walk away.
Oh, it's been updated. 90.4 to 90.6.
97.6. 97.1, the main deal.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.